Danny, it's David Wagner's said that confidence has never been an issue for Huddersfield Town, but I imagine spirits were a lot higher on Monday morning after that win the weekend.
Yeah, like you said it before, you could see the buzz around the training ground, around the fans, around the club itself, and obviously the next day in the dressing room, you can feel and see how big the win was. But I think that's in the past now. Like, obviously everybody is excited. We've beaten United, but there's another big game ahead of us, and that's what we have to look for. Like, it's, you know, what happened in the past is in the past. So I think the best message for us, you know, and my teammates, would be to leave that behind, take the confidence out of that game, and try to do our best to get a result on Saturday.
I think it was Liverpool this weekend, it was Manchester United last weekend, a couple of weeks before that it was Spurs. Is that kind of run free of the top four, top six in four games, is that kind of the reality of the Premier League, is really hit home this month because of the fixtures?
Yeah, it shows you as well that you can never rest, really. There's one big game after the other. And that's why, like I said, we were so disappointed with that defeat against Swansea, because we thought we weren't brave enough, you know. Against United, everybody was brave, was aggressive, was in their faces, and I think you can see that when we do that, then we can actually compete with the teams, and that's what we have to focus on now.
You've got Aaron Moy, you've got Phil Billing as well when he's fit, Jonathan Hogg as well. What are the kind of your teammates, the players you play alongside, what are they like to work with?
Really good to work with. Everybody's hungry. Everybody adds a different thing to the team, you know. And obviously we still get to know each other. Like, I'm only here since 2 months, so I'm still adapting. But I think on Saturday you could see that the partnership worked really well. And like I said before, Phil Billing is a big talent, a really good football player. So I hope that he recovers quick.
A lot of the other players within the squad, pretty much everyone has got positive things to say about David Wagner. What's he like as a manager, a head coach to work under? Because, like I said, everyone else just says positive things about him.
Yeah, I can only agree to that. He gives you something else as a manager. He talks a lot to the players. He's always honest, and that's what I really, really like and appreciate and respect from a manager, when he's honest. You know, he doesn't always say what you like to hear, but he always says things which develops you as a player, and that's really, really important, especially for young players. You know, I had a few managers now in my career, and the main thing what I learned is that I like a person who's really, really honest with you, and obviously his enthusiasm for the game is really exciting, and I think he changed a lot over the last 1.5-2 years at Huddersfield Town, so I can agree with everybody else.
Final one for me, Huddersfield Town, the players are often in the community. You go up down Leeds Road and there's signs with "We are a Premier Town," mm-hmm. "We are a Premier Club." This is a club that I think it's fair to say is really in the heart of the community. Is that, as a player, a club you like to be involved with?
Of course. I mean, it's really important as well to get that connection going with the fans, because you could see on Saturday that they're the 12th man behind us, and it really, really helps you and pushes you on the pitch when you hear them singing and roaring and everything. So I think we should really, really keep that going, because the relationship with the fans is something special here.
Sorry, I know it's a final one. Just one more. That the atmosphere on Saturday was just fantastic. Was that probably the best atmosphere that you've played in?
Yeah, I think so. Against Leicester, it was really good as well. I can only speak about when I played, you know. But I think in general, there's always a good positive vibe around the stadium. The fans, they realize we're now in the Premier League. And the only thing how we can survive is obviously with them as well, when they cheer us on. And on Saturday, it was something different. It was really, really different. They pushed us on, like I said, and it makes you going an extra yard as well, you know, after 90 minutes when your legs are tired and you hear the fans just screaming and everything. It really pushes you, so I'm really happy with the fans here.